Before we begin, these tales have their origin in the personal histories told by Orin Barney, Orin's mother Lily, Lily's journal, and additional insights and memories from various family members, including Vae Barney. Bettie Jean Barney Farnsworth, Orin's daughter, compiled the stories and wove them into a tale you hold in your hand. Betty did significant research to pull in historically notable people and events, statistical, economic, and health data, pop music references, recipes from the time during which these events took place, in hopes that they would add context for the reader. Bettie Jean likes to say she used her imagination to liven up these stories. She likes to say that she gave herself a lot of license, and she did. In doing so, she's added back color and sound to a place and time that's long been sitting on the shelf in closed photo albums, long gone quiet. She's breathed life back into the people who lived the colorful days behind these old black and white photographs. I feel that I know these people well, and I never met them. I have a sense for how they scraped on the edge of self-sufficiency, how they flowed between trauma and happiness, not always doled out to them in balanced measures. In sharing the bad with the good, the challenge with the cheer, to me, Bettie Jean has dodged the trap into which most personal histories fall, which is to scrub away all the real that makes us three-dimensional. None of us live perfect lives. The people in the tales you're about to enjoy were no different. You'll get that clearly from the way Bettie Jean has written the tale. That says something to me about her voice as an author and about her intense passion for this particular project. Through crafting these stories into a tale, Bettie Jean picks up where her dad left off, carrying on his tale-telling tradition. Bettie Jean told me once that at her dad's funeral, people would walk up to Fae, Betty's mom, to offer their condolences. Now, a lot of these people Fae had never met. Fae asked them, "How did you know Orion?" And they'd answer, "Oh, Orin used to visit us for hours in town, tell us stories. We loved to listen to him. He could really tell a great story. We sure loved your husband." People Fae had never met were telling her that they loved Orin. That, I'd say, is the measure of the man the boy in these stories became. But I jumped too far ahead, too fast. The stories in this book are about Orin's childhood. A childhood that, if you didn't know what really happened, you'd think was a script for an action Western mystery adventure movie. Bettie Jean has artfully woven these stories from personal histories into a cohesive, exciting, emotionally wide-ranging tale. I've gotten to watch her shape it. Man, it's been fun and rewarding. I've heard her struggle with whether to include the tough parts, and I've felt her creative thrill at seeing her scenes channel from her head to the page. I think you're really going to enjoy getting to know these people. I know I have. I offer these words as an introduction to the love and diligence with which Bettie Jean embraced and delivered this wonderful tale. A tale made all the taller because her dad, Orion, really lived it.